just having a chat off air about this weekend's Paddle Fest. Graham Hooper, good morning. How are you going?
Good morning, Todd. I'm going well, thank you.
And you asked me the question, are you competing this weekend? And I said, no, I've got a couple of busted ribs from falling off my dirt bike. And your response was, you've got to do something to keep it interesting.
That's right. I mean, I've just been over to see my ageing mother in New Zealand, so I thought, right, why don't I do something interesting? So I whipped down to Napier to the Art Deco Festival, and absolutely incredible, the people, and it all dressed up in the era and all the old vehicles, and I thought, gee, it would be great if we could get something like that in the Hunter, but something I might have to work on.
You know, that's interesting. I'd never at any stage in my life that I thought, I'm a little bit bored, I want to do something interesting, how about I crack some ribs? So you and I. Anyway, Paddle Fest, bigger and better every year. It's on this weekend. Look, if you're interested in learning a new sport, a new pastime, there's going to be all sorts of things, paddling, there's competitions. Give us a rundown.
Yeah, well, I suppose for the experts, we always have the kayakers and paddlers, or the stand-up paddlers, and do their thing and have longer races, which is very competitive. But what we're trying to get is general family people or people at work to come along and have a bit of fun and have a go. So obviously there's stand-up paddling, 1 kilometre novice events, and there's also 500-metre events for the kids. But also, you know, if you've got five of you, just get on our webpage site and book an outrigger. You need five people, and they're a load of fun. I mean, it's not too late, much probably, even to get into the dragon boat races. I think we've got about a dozen teams competing, so that will be really great fun when you've got, 20 people on a boat and three or four of them racing down together. It really makes a lot of excitement.
Well, you may remember that I was a part of Dave Corrin's team. We were victorious a couple of years ago. Got the medal to prove it as well. No T-shirt, unfortunately, though.
I think it's all about getting out there and having a go. And I mean, I think some of the businesses certainly have a day out, and they have a real picnic and a festival and have a great day at Spears Point Park. Yeah,
Graham, do you think there is a better place than Spears Point Park, especially when it comes to the lake? It is just one of those areas that there is so much space and so much opportunity. It really is a jewel in the crown of Lake Macquarie, isn't it?
It certainly is, and you know, it's easy to get to. You've got great access to the lake, and then also back to the Cockle Creek for things like the paddle, if people are interested to paddle up the creek. So there's an explorer's tour that we certainly provide, and also it gives a chance. We've got about 200 scouts and cubs building their own kayaks and outriggers, and they're going to be they'll be out on the lake giving them and racing between themselves on their newly built outriggers. So that'll be a lot of fun as well.
It's going to be interesting to see the boat builders of tomorrow, seeing how good their designs are. Graham, thank you very much. And look, we must say, raising funds for youth mental health at the John Hunter Hospital and also Cancer Council of New South Wales, especially on Teal Ribbon Day. It's going to be very, very exciting. We're ordering some good weather for you, and have a lovely day and enjoy the event.
Terrific. Thanks, Todd, and hopefully we'll see you there next year.
The ribs will be better. Don't worry. I promise I will be there.